Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Borderlanders podcast. I'm here. I'm also joined by Darkitect.
Hello.
Okay. Coco, also Cody.
What's up?
Low Man, basically Slash, and Evan.
I want to die!
Well, yeah, we're back to it another Saturday. In case you didn't know, every Saturday
going to do.
All right.
Every Saturday, we're going
to
be doing.
Talking to my dog. So
during this podcast, we're going to be playing some zombies. So if we start talking about that, that's the reason why.
Origins, to be specific.
Yeah.
Or Jesus Christ. Kino
Der Toten, you idiot.
Sorry.
Hey, no name calling here.
All right,
oh, so we can't even listen to the song.
What? I called him an idiot out of love. I love Brian. He's a good kid.
I won't chop off your ball.
No.
So this podcast.
That's
so sweet.
Right, like, start yelling, boys. This podcast is going to be a more calm podcast. It's not going to be a rush.
Oh, yeah.
We're playing zombies.
Yeah, like that. This one
Shit. I'm getting slapped by a zombie. Someone help me.
So, with this podcast, I wanted to go over, you know, what's been going on, you know, any exciting stories. We'll also talk about our big drug problem we had not too long ago, because that's a good, fun story.
God.
So, Coco, introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm actually quite nervous, actually. My name is I picked the name Coco. My real name is Cody. By whatever. It doesn't really matter to me. But yeah, I'm one of Eric and Evan's and even Brian's best friend.
I want to talk about it. I'm dead.
I'll get you the heart.
We're great. I'm great friends with them. I like to consider myself at least a decent kind of guy. At least decent. Not good, not bad, just decent. So, yeah.
All right. Let me give.
No, wait. Actually, I hope those who even are listening come to enjoy me being a part of the podcast. I hope. Well, I wanted to say.
I'm buying first door.
Good. Well, so do you guys want to just talk about, like, I don't know, just stuff that's been going on?
My situation? I have been seriously on the call. It's because Clayton told me to get off. Clayton is a person that you don't need to know about, but that situation should be fixed very soon. All right.
By next time.
Yeah. I should be in a bit of a better place to record, less sound. Yeah. Maybe actually better Wi-Fi because I'm getting right next to the router. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Cody, what's been going up? You said your sleep schedule is pretty bad?
Yeah, my sleep schedule is whack right now. Like, I sleep all night, and then I sleep all day.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
I go to bed at, like, 2 a.m., wake up at 5, and then I stay up for, like, 2 hours until, like, 7:30. Then I go
it's
right
back.
You're
just sleep-deprived.
I'm not sleep deprived.
Oh.
I sleep too much. Like I ooh.
What?
Like I sleep too much.
Why do I already have jog?
Because I got us.
Right. You should save those until we have 4 perks.
Yeah, that was kind of.
You should also save that for when we do Origin.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not what I'm talking about. I'll have alcoholic. Mm.
So, yeah.
I mean, I got Speed Cola out of it, so it's okay.
So, again, we're playing Black Ops Zombies, just so you know.
I think we should start up a game being.
A what? Evan, you're really cutting out. You're cutting out pretty bad.
Yeah, that's same for me, too. I was actually about to ask a question if he was cutting out for anyone. Sorry for the nuke.
Yeah, Evan's.
Wait, is my mic okay?
Is mine good?
Mine, Yeah, yours is me and Brian's, I think, are the best, right?
Mm-hmm. I
think so. Did we get them?
I like Brian's.
Guys, I'm gonna be trying to work at Red Lobster.
Red
Lobster? Oh yeah, you told me about that. Yeah, I might. I might try to talk to my dad about that.
I want to get.
Yeah, I'll try.
You do you?
Yeah, because they pay like $9.76, I think, an hour, which is really, really good for a starter.
Yeah,
but
that's a good job right there.
It's gonna be part time, and I think it'll be good for me and Jody.
Yes.
Yes, it'd be perfect.
Probably gonna be a I can't remember what they're called. It starts with B. You basically just wash the tables. Just put a little bit of here
and there. Yeah.
Girl.
No, actually, if I get a job at Red Lobster, that means I'll be working two jobs. I'll be working at Sonic and Red Lobster. Actually, three jobs. I'll be working at Red Lobster, then Sonic, and then I'll be coaching at Jeanette.
But then again, you don't know what the time schedule will be.
Did Sonic approve of you?
I haven't heard back from them yet, but we'll see.
They're probably interviewing, yeah.
They're probably looking at my application.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can Yellow go by the door?
Yeah, I got enough points. No, I'll do it. I got the most.
All right, what's another topic that I need to bring up? I'm getting banged, I hope you know that.
That's definitely a topic.
I got that.
Okay, I'm curious. Cody?
Evan, no.
Do not get that. Do not get that until he's up. I'm going to reload it, by the way.
Evan, you getting a job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't get a job until I'm 18, so I will get a job. But also, it's also good, so that way I can work out with the boys. They pay way better.
Evan? You can definitely get a job. If I can get a job whenever I come back.
No, I can't get a job because of family reasons.
Never mind.
I mean, you already got a lot of money in the bank. I mean, you've been saving up for seven years? Something like that.
Yeah.
You've been saving up money for 7 years, so you've got over $1,000.
$3,000. Come on.
$3,000. That's it.
Yeah, it's pretty good money actually. I'm sorry, that was probably
Evan's. Hard. Evan's much more responsible.
I'm not with money. I can't save it for shit.
Yeah.
Like the headset I bought you, Eric.
Uh-huh.
I saved up. That makes it a little bit more special, right?
But yeah, back to the audio problems and all that. We're probably gonna be fixing our audio.
Oh, okay. I guess Brian had to go.
Oh, really?
What? No. What do you mean?
Oh wait, then who left?
I heard that noise too, but still.
Doesn't that mean someone left?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Where's
here? Ran a bam, and I'm like,
Cody.
Cody might have left. Here, let me check.
I mean, because he's obnoxiously loud. For me, anyway.
Yeah. For me, are y'all...
Yeah, he left. Can you guys invite him? Alright, here. You guys try to protect me real quick. I'm going to invite him.
Mm-hmm.
He probably accidentally...
Damn, why am I accidentally left, or you might have left on purpose? Either way, we'll never know.
Evan, your audio is really bad.
Yeah, I wonder why, because I have a shitty headset. I need to get a Turtle Beach again. Because those seem to have the best quality.
What next? What do we have to talk about?
Brian.
Why? Jesus.
Why would you?
I didn't get the boom. No?
I don't know why I left.
It's alright.
Do you not know rule number one of
I'm gonna take that down. I'm trying to figure out.
Do you know rule number one of broadcasting? Have a good mic?
Brian, yours cuts out every now and then too. So.
Well, I mean, it's not as bad as Evan's, you know.
Brian, do you not know rule number one of Evan? Don't piss him off, he'll fuck you up.
Okay.
Well, now that we got everyone back.
All right.
Cody, do you want to talk about the story?
Story.
I'm gonna keep the MP40 because the MP40 is a really cool gun.
All right. Say again.
Drug story.
So what story?
Drug story. Oh my.
Drug.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I couldn't hear you that time. But yeah, I could get some insight on the drug story.
Alright, you want to go back and forth, or do you want to have like?
We can do whatever you want. Honestly, I don't really know.
Here, let's start off with Evans for point of view.
My what? My point of view on the drug story?
Wait, we're talking about the big one, right? The big story was a big... Ah, okay.
I want to clarify, this story does not involve me at any which way or form.
So Evan,
he wasn't even thought of it.
Brian will probably... This will be his first time actually hearing what happened.
Actually, yeah.
So, let's just act like we're talking to Brian.
Alright, so I'm gonna give you some number while I go res. Alright, here we go. Thank you.
So I just get my point of view.
Oh, never mind.
Eric, you're gonna end up too.
Evan, can you get different headset? Can you get different headset?
What? Use your Beats pills, I guess. Use your Beats headphones, earbuds, something like that. Yeah, those.
Evan, do you need me to protect you while you do that?
I can try it.
Just go in your jug, and then just kind of stay there.
Here, Brian, can you come help me real quick? So while we're waiting for Evan to get his headphones, I'm going to tell my point of view. So this happened when I was working at Taco Bell. So the day started out really good. I got my hands on some drugs.
You're really spacing out, Eric. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you sound like you're really far away.
Well, back to what I was saying. We got some druggies. The day was starting out pretty good, actually. Like we just had a good day. Then lunchtime came, and we decided, hey, let's do this. By the way, this was weed, cannabis. And we're just like, let's do it. Little did I know, hey, Cody has never tried this. By the way, the people that were doing it was just me and Cody, and then two other people, including my girlfriend. But so we were doing that, and we were just trying it out. We were experimenting, and I didn't know that it was Cody's first time. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I did not know.
And that was a little bit of my fault. I mean, I didn't tell you that.
That's all right. Well, I didn't know that, and not only that, he also kind of had, basically an allergic reaction, I guess, to it, or to that type, I guess. So that was a problem.
I need to get out of there. That's a death trap.
So, what else? So we did all this during lunch, right? We actually had a good time. Everyone was happy. And then we got to school. And that's where it all went down. We were all trying to mask it. We were like, hey, do you have like deodorant or something? Because we didn't have deodorant at the time, which was a problem. But so we were just, you know, we're trying to mask it, figure out a way. But then Cody was just like, fuck it. And he went straight to class. And not only was this me, it was strong as hell. But for Cody being in his first time, it was super duper fucking strong. It was hardcore stuff. And again, this is where it all went downhill. So we all went to class. And the last thing that I heard from Cody was probably like, all right, I'll see ya. And he went to class. The entire day was going good, actually, from there. I was having a good... I did get a little spook from a teacher, I guess. So I was like, I was scared. And I was like, ew, what the heck? But, so we got spooked and all that. And then I saw on my phone, someone had texted me. So I opened it. It was a friend. And she said,
hello.
Yeah? Weird. So
that was perfect timing.
So she said, hey, Cody got arrested. And I was like, what the hell? What do you mean Cody got arrested?
Didn't get arrested. Wait a minute. I didn't get arrested, okay? A police officer showed up. I didn't get arrested. They were just hospital beds, okay? And the little gurney thing, they carried me away, okay?
Okay,
that's what happened.
But yeah, on my phone, I get a text, Cody got arrested. He's now with the cops. He's in custody. I was like, what the hell? What the hell did
I wasn't mean? In custody. I was in the hospital.
I don't know. You have to tell your part. So I was over here freaking out. And then I was like, God damn it, I have to go to work. So I couldn't get, and I couldn't text Cody something because I didn't know what was going on or anything like that. Everything was just going out of control. So
I'm going to pack. Who's going with me?
So then I get this text, right? And what did it say? I gotta remember. It said like Cody's in the hospital and he tried to kill himself. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Jesus Christ, I'm at work and I get this text message. I start freaking bawling because this is my best friend, okay? I'm not gonna lie. I did feel pretty bad doing that. And I got my friends and my girlfriend to come over and to my work, and they were just trying to be like, you know, he's alright, don't worry. And it really sounds like I'm a bitch, but basically, we figured out, you know, we were all like, it's gonna be okay. Then I figured out his dad knows. I was just like, oh Jesus Christ. And the worst part, his mom knew my name. Like, she knew I was the guy that gave it. And his dad knows and everything. I was over here scared. I was like, God damn it, I'm going to fucking jail. Holy shit, I'm going to jail. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And I kept telling the girl and all my friends and all that. I was like, you know what? I need to go to jail. I deserve this. I shouldn't have done this to him. And so I got this insane amount of guilt. Because I didn't know what was going on. I might, like, in my mind, I felt like I killed Cody. I'm like, holy shit. I really felt like I killed Cody. And if I did, oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine how that would have gone, honestly. And I kept bawling. I don't know why. I think just the situation and I could have handled it, maybe. I don't know. But I was willing to go to jail for him. I was going to. If it was worth giving me that, I would have done it. And then I get another text message, and it's from her, the girl, and she's just like, yeah, it's either. And so I'm like, let me go try to visit him. I can't. I just can't. His parents would not let me, you know. Even if I tried, they wouldn't have let me in there with them. They knew I was the one that did it. I was still kind of scared. I didn't know if I was going to get in trouble. It was just a big, bad situation. And I think it was 3 weeks after. No, it wasn't 3 weeks. 4-3 weeks after, I got a text message saying he's in River Crest. He tried to kill himself, but he's doing gonna do better. Then I
I left again. Like, for some reason, it keeps on making me leave.
That's all right.
So, but I know how to join back now. So. All
right. So, back to the story. I was just, where was I? Fuck. God damn it. What did I say? I got a text message saying, he's in River Crest. He's going to be okay. He tried to kill himself, though. And so, about 3 weeks later after the incident, Cody texted me, and he was just like, hey, it's all right, don't worry. And, he told me everything was going good. We started talking. We slowly got back into, a friendship, because we were both mad, we were both sad, we were just everything, we were frustrated. And, it was a freaking hard ass time. And, it took a while to get over the grief that I had. I almost killed my dragon, but that's all I could think of. That's kind of what happened for my part. That's what I saw and all that happened. So, Evan, you wanted to say your part before we get Cody's thoughts in line?
Sure.
All right, tell me.
So, it was the day that I found out. We were in band. Eric came up to me all freaking out, like fidgety. And he's like, dude, Cody got arrested. And I'm like, okay, so let me say something first. I am basically the mother of these two.
Partially true.
No joke. Yeah, it's fully true. Anyways. So I'm over here like, okay, why the hell did he get in go? And I smell Eric and he smelled like weed. I'm like, okay, did he have anything to do with you? And he said yes. And so he told me the story about how Cody said that it wasn't his first time, and he did it with him. And so I didn't know that he tried to kill himself. I just knew that he was in jail, or that he was being tamed. Well, that's all the information I had. And then later on, I went by Cody's house. And I went to talk to their parents because they trust me more than anyone. So I went over there and talked to his mom was home, his dad wasn't. So I talked to her. And I didn't even mention Eric's name. She's just like, Eric? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they knew.
Yeah,
I don't know how they knew automatically.
I don't know, but they, it was, they told me that, he tried to kill himself.
Yeah, I got you.
Someone link the teleport real quick? Sorry.
And so, anyways, they basically told me the other half of the story that, he almost killed himself and that he's in the hospital right now. And I said, well, I'll try to go visit, but I never could because I was so busy. Anyways, so I told Eric this, and that's when he started freaking out, more, because he's like, oh my god, I almost killed Cody. If you would have killed Cody, it would have been his fault, because he's the one who, took it. He's the one who told you, no, it's not my first time, So it would have been his fault. And then he started saying, what if he tells on me? I'm like, come on, Cody. He won't be. And I know, I didn't even think about his parents at the time. I'm like, oh, parents. But that's basically all that from that. That's all I got. Is that basically you two just... And yes, he did cry a lot.
Shut the fuck up.
Baby bitch.
You would have done the same.
No need. There's no need to bring up shit. Yeah, I would have done the same, but I won't do this.
All right, so now the big reveal. Cody, tell everything that happened. All the details, all everything.
everyone that I know, does drugs, does weed. They always have a great attitude. Like, they smoke that good shit. Even if they smoke that bad shit, they still have a good attitude. Me, I had the worst time. I was tripping out bad. So, let me go from the beginning, okay? So, I was gonna smoke weed for the first time. Dumb of me to do it first time at school. So, that was on my part. My fault. I said that it was my first time.
I think I might down too.
I was just gonna have a good time, you know? Little did I know that weed is a lot stronger than vaping and smoking cigarettes, okay? So I thought I was going to be fine. I thought weed was just like everything, any other kind of drug. But,
yeah.
So I was going to go smoke weed. And then I went to the car, shady-ass car. Like, the friends that Eric has are shady as fuck. That's one thing I want to get out there.
Yeah, that is pretty true.
They are shady as fuck. One of them doing like all kinds of drugs. But anyways, we were driving all over the place. We went to HEB, got some snacks, and Eric, being the inconsiderate guy I know, was already starting while we were driving. Not even paying attention. Not even taking into consideration. Caught by cops driving nearby. Everything was just all fucked up, and it was a good time. We were having fun. I was having a good time at first. I was having a good time. I was laughing and stuff like that. But as soon as we got to school, and as soon as I got out of that car, and then I started to realize, oh shit, I'm gonna go to school high. Fuck. First time.
By the way, we were baked like hardcore. Like, yeah. This is strong stuff. Especially for a first time. So, yeah.
Okay, I went to class, sixth period. And as soon as I walked into the classroom, it hit me. Like, it hit me hard. I was freaking out already, and I was just walking to the mirror. I looked in my eyes. I was like, fuck.
All right.
Did he leave? Did he accidentally?
He did.
All right. Well, he'll come back. You know, so he'll tell us. Well, while we're taking this fucking break, I guess. This was his first time. He was also on medication, strong medication.
And also this shit was laced.
So not only was he on strong medication, he was on strong freaking, right? He was really bad. And I don't know where we thought that this was a good idea. I don't know. I should never have let him do this, but...
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. I'm back.
It's all right.
Okay, so, all right. Let me get back into it.
I'm all good.
I walked into the classroom. I was like, I'm high. I looked into the mirror. I saw my eyes were red as fuck, and everything was like shit. And then, as soon as I sat down, I spaced the fuck out. Everything flashed before my eyes. I thought at that moment that I had fucking died. Like, I thought I died. Like, legit died. And that's gonna play an important part later on in the story. So, I was looking around, and I looked at someone. They looked right back at me and just smiled and then looked away. I was like, what? I looked at someone else right beside me. He looked at me and just stuck his tongue out and just looked away. I was like, the fuck? And this was scaring the hell out of me because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. It doesn't trigger anything whenever I talk about the story. It's just so weird just to talk about. It's just so weird just to look back on. It's so weird. All right. So, yeah, that happened. And then I looked back at my teacher, and she looked back at me. And then she said, "Are you okay? Do you need to come outside?" And I just nodded my head, like, very slowly. And then, like, and then she got me out of the classroom. I went to go take a drink of water. It was so weird walking and shit. And I was mind boggled by everything that was happening. And so she was talking to me, you know, like, "What's wrong? You seem to be a little bit upset, crying or something like that." I was like, "Yeah." Exactly how I said it. I was like, And then she's like, "You're going through a breakup, something like that? Something happened? What's going on?" Like, I didn't know what to say. I was just mumbling at that point. And like I said, I thought I had died, okay? I thought I had seriously died. That's where this plays in. Since I thought I died or thought I was dying at the moment, I didn't know what else to think. Like, I did not know what else to think. Then to just plumb out, just fucking die. Like actually die. I thought that was the only way to get out of this situation. So, this was at on a second story classroom. So, and then there was a door while going down to outside, to downstairs outside. And there's a railing. So I walked without saying a thing, and she followed me, and I was just walking.
God damn it, you guys.
And I was just walking the railing, and I was trying to jump. Opened the door, walked to the railing, and I was just hanging down there. And she was grabbing onto me and pulling me up, just trying to get me from doing it. A couple of other people started coming and trying to help. It took about, like, four guys and a police officer to get me from going. A lot of people came up. Ah, fuck. It was. And then I was doing a bunch of shit, trying to die. Tried banging my head against the, like, fucking floor. I was looking at a railing, a sharp piece of metal, thinking about, like, slamming my head right onto it. Like, oh shit, I was thinking a bunch of ways to try and kill myself.
Thanks.
And that's what happened. That's what happens when I try to get high. I did it another time, but that's a story for another day. And, okay, so the police officer came by, and they were restraining me, like, keeping me down on the ground. Not hard or anything. They were just sitting there just talking to me. Like, "You're going to be okay." We called an ambulance. And the ambulance came by, and I remember a lot of what happened. One thing that I remembered was I was on that gurney, remember? And for some odd reason, I thought that since I got caught and since everything was going to hell, I thought I might as well as relax and just have a good time. Right at that moment, I decided to have a good time and relax. So what I did was I just, like, slipped my shoes off and just, like, threw them on the ground. And the police, like, I thought this was fine. I thought, "Oh, this is okay. I can do this." And the police officer was like, "Dude, come on, really?" And I was like, "Wait a minute. Wait, what? I was so confused when he said, "Come on, dude, seriously?" Because I thought it was fine. I thought I was okay. I was not. And that just started to make me freak out even more.
No.
And I was in the ambulance. I was in the car going to the hospital and shit like that. And as we were walking by the table where you get shit checked out, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's called. I just decided to yell, "I'm fucking high, bro. Piss off, man. I can do whatever I fucking want." Apparently, when I'm high and I'm around a bunch of people, I'm very aggressive, apparently. I'm very aggressive. That was, I don't want to talk about that. That's a day. But, yeah, my dad showed up. He was all like, Was it Eric? I was like, how did you fucking know? What? And then, like, and then a bunch of shit happened. I was like, no, I'm very disappointed in you, son. I was like, fuck you, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, fuck you, dad. Just you wait until I'm fucking out of this.
That's an average Kyle right there. That's an average Kyle.
Just you wait until I'm fucking out of this. I'm a beat the fuck out of you. You know that? And then afterwards, I'm gonna kill myself. You know that? I'm not finished here, you bitch. I said all of this. I said all of this to my dad. But don't worry, me and my dad, we're cool now. We're legit cool. Like, we joke about it sometimes, honestly. Oh, there's another story. Okay, I'm getting off track. Yeah. And he was like, just go to bed, son. Just go to sleep. It's okay. Just, if you go to sleep, it'll go by faster. I was like, fuck you. I'm gonna not do what you say, you old man. But I went to sleep. I didn't even know I went to sleep. And I woke up in a different room. I was like, what happened? What happened? And I was like, oh, I was surrounded and shit like that. And that was the high part. That, like, I woke up, completely different room with, like, boobs in me, getting shit pumped into me, and then, you know, just trying to get it out of my system. And they never figured out if it was synthetic or not synthetic. So, yeah. So that was the high part. That was like one of the worst experiences of my life.
Teleporter.
So you guys want me to talk about my time in Rivercrest? Because that was a fun time. River. Yes. If you guys don't know what Rivercrest is, Rivercrest is one of the...
Every time it's about to go into something, it just... Yeah, no.
Sorry, guys. All right, continue.
No, he left.
Oh, he left?
Yeah. That's why I was saying that. I'm like, every time he wants to run to say something, he's like, nah. Sorry. Honestly. I don't get why he keeps on kicking me out, but...
Well, yeah, he went to Rivercrest for about, like, what, a month?
Yeah. And then, well, he was also an ISS worker. Put it.
Oh, yeah.
So it felt like years to us.
What else?
Okay, I'm back. Like I said, it just completely gets me out of the thing. So, you guys want me to talk about my time on Rivercrest or not?
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Rivercrest. This fucking place had the absolute best fucking food I have ever had. I'm telling you, it is not cafeteria food. It is homemade, well done, quality stuff. I'm telling you. It was so good. If I were to ever go back, I would go back. I'd go back just for the food. But yeah, my time in Rivercrest. I'm telling you, the people in Rivercrest are fucked up. Like, they are fucked up, man. Like, legit. But there were only two guys in Rivercrest that were cool as fuck. They were, like, dope. One of them could play the guitar, and one of them was, like, this amazing bro. Like, he was cool. He was chill, stuff like that. Well, both of them got in for the same reason that I got in. I got in for weed, okay? Mm-hmm. And just getting all, you know, worked up. Well, one of them, the guy who played the guitar, got in for drinking. And shit got worked up. And the other guy... who took Xanax, yeah, a bunch of Xanax, and tripped out, and, you know, just, yeah, you know, got fucked up. But so all three of us got in for the same reason. Everybody else was just very like depressed and like and just not okay, stuff like that. Insane. Oh God. But there are a couple of things that I remember. A lot of things. Like this one girl who I'm not gonna say any names. I'm not gonna describe anything. I'm just gonna say who had the biggest ass that I have ever seen. Like God, I'm telling you.
Damn it. Did you really need to add that?
Yes, I had to add this.
God, damn it, wasn't me just absolutely losing something in the game. That was me for my just disappointment.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Guys, I'm telling you. She has the biggest ass.
No.
Yes, I'm serious. No.
I got you one walkie-talkie up on us.
I have to add this in. This is part of the shit, okay? So, I heard a bunch of rumors, okay? But that girl, she's been in there for like a while. Like a few months.
Because we're just giving fucking ass.
So, there are a couple reasons why she's been there for a while. Rumors that I've heard was that her and another guy apparently liked each other a lot in the past, like a long time ago. And they decided to fuck in the shower. Everyone had their own separate room. And the guy snuck into her room. They just fucked.
Oh, wait, so can you run that by me again? I don't know.
It's his story. All right, just ignore it.
And there was also this other guy, this big guy, big fat guy, big fat ass piece of shit, who got in for holding a shotgun to his dad's face. And me and him, we had some problems. We had some problems. This guy thought that he was tough.
Hold on, Cody, hold on.
Yeah.
Shotgun boy, okay? Shout out to Shotgun boy and fat ass girl, okay? It's okay.
Wait, what?
You're like,
what the fuck did you just say? What did you just say? What?
I'm lagging like hell too.
You say not to add in the part with this kid who's posting up to me?
I said, can you hear me good now, right?
Yep.
All right, I said, shout out to Shotgun to the face boy and big fat ass girl, all right?
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. No, okay. Now let me continue. It's big fat ass, okay? Thought he was tough shit. tried to post up to me. I was not taking shit from that piece of shit. Okay, I don't take shit from people. The only people I take shit from is Evan and Eric. That's because they're older than me and they're taller than me. They could kick my ass. So I don't post up to them. I post up to them, but not in a serious manner. Okay, not in a serious manner. But this guy just pissed me the fuck off. Okay. I got big anger management issues, okay? If someone pisses me off, they piss me off. Like, they piss me off.
I should know.
I died.
Really?
Yeah, I died too. I was getting Swiss roll.
I just
parked up next to John and got me Swiss roll. All right. I'm done now.
This guy started a fight with me, and I wasn't going to take it. And we got into a pretty big fight.
Did you win?
Duh, I won. The first swung he fucking threw, he fell right onto his ass.
No! I used the teleporter. Oh,
Eric, like, you're such a dang.
Like, this kid was fat. Like, this kid was, like, depressed because of how fat he was. That's the kind of fat he was. Like,
I can just imagine his dad just laughing his ass off because he sees his fat ass son.
Shotgun in his face.
It's like one of those episodes of Beyond Scared Straight.
Okay, but in all seriousness, I think depression is actually a serious thing, and it's not really something to be joked about, but we're joking about it anyways because, you know, fuck it.
No, we're talking about that kid.
Borderliners. We literally
we really don't fucking care. I mean, if you're depressed under us, we won't talk about it, but like...
Yeah, there are things not to be joked about, but these are all jokes. If no one can take a fucking joke, then, like, you know,
Fuck you then.
Yeah, exactly.
9/11? What was that?
That's a comedy gold kind of joke. That's what you're talking
about. Yeah, too early to bring up the plane. Oh, too bad.
Jokes aren't funny. They're comedic gold.
Hey, he's finally not talking to
you. Just get the fuck out of Japan. Right? Or was it Pearl Harbor?
I was reviving you. I just go near you and I revive you.
Wait. Yeah. What's the August 6th? Yeah. What date was that on? What happened on that day?
August 6th.
Yeah, what happened on that day? Hiroshima. Yeah, that's it.
Did you really forget that? Sorry, I died.
Hey, boys, you think after this we should play multiplayer? Lisa? Oh, shit.
We should play what? What?
I'm eating a goddamn Swiss roll. I think they both left.
Why did they both leave?
I don't know how that tastes. That Swiss roll is fucking good.
It's great commentary.
I made a hole loop in the map just by walking around with one hand.
So, yeah, those were my stories. So,
this was us talking about our drugs and our drug issues. I'm dying from
something. Oh, goddamn crabs.
Also, I think I already said this, but I am not against, like, people doing drugs. Do all the drugs you want. I don't give a fuck, man. Just because I did drugs doesn't mean I'm not gonna stop.
I think I got an episode name.
What's that?
I was in the middle of something. But okay. Let's hear your idea.
We already said it, retard.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Are you guys agree? That's a pretty good name.
To do drugs or not to do drugs?
Yeah, do all the drugs you want. It's fine. Drugs are fine. Like, but weed and stuff like that, that's an amazing thing to do. You can do whatever you want. Please do not make the mistake I did, and please be safe about it. At least be safe about it.
Just don't misuse it. It's good for a good time. It's understandable. But if you're going to misuse it,
and don't lie. Don't lie to people, because that's going to fuck you up even more.
That's also... Don't... Okay, so... Don't lie. Don't abuse it. Be safe.
Y'all know the only reason why I started driving with y'all? Or riding with y'all?
What?
Why?
Thinking y'all didn't do stupid shit with Cody.
Thank you.
I gotta protect Eddie. Honestly, truly.
All right, so I think I'm gonna name this.
All right, that's the need for say that.
Safe. I think I'm gonna name this. Be safe, be smart, and don't lie about it. And then I'm gonna have in parentheses it's gonna be drug edition.
How many downs do I have today?
Huh?
Oh, I have 13 downs. Great. So was that zero? And then it just.
Let's see. Right now I'm at 51 minutes, so let's get 10 minutes. Any of y'all got a quick story?
I think that we should end the episode saying the episode name, like, this is ... you know?
I think we should get a max ammo.
Ooh, that's definitely something.
Yeah,
I think this is a rare moment. Me being quiet for more than 10 minutes.
That is something that's...
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention because I really don't give a shit.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention. But Evan's 27,000 points compared to us 3,000 points.
Probably because you fucking suck and keep on going down like dumbasses.
No, that's because you have a podcast thing. See, my thing keeps on disconnecting, so I have to constantly keep on trying to reconnect.
I have to reconnect.
Yeah, no, well, I went down. I just went downhill. I just didn't have enough money.
All right, guys, shut up, okay? I'm gonna end this shit. All right, we're gonna end it saying whenever I say you know, and this is, then we're gonna go. This was the Port Lions, okay? And that's how we're gonna end this shit. I feel like that's a nice, good way to end it.
Okay, fine, whatever.
So, yeah, thank you guys for watching this with or listening, I guess. This was the Borderliners. We're going to be doing podcasts every Saturday and all that. So if we miss it, then fuck you. If not, then yeah, listen.
I completely forgot about it.
Cody, you wanted to add something?
No, I almost died. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So this was...
the Borderliners. Ah, fuck you guys. Ah!
None of you guys. Ah,
I'm the only one that fucking listened.
All right. One more time, okay? We're going to get this fucking thing. We have nine.
No. Us practicing is on the off season.
No, we're going to get this right. We have to do 10 minutes, okay? To get the hour mark. God damn it. Ready?
This is Borderliners episode, right, whatever the fuck it's called, because the name's changed so much. And yeah, that's it.
So this was...
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, you fucking retards. We're just going to end it. Fuck you guys. But yeah, thanks for watching, everyone. Yeah.
This isn't me, Daddy.